Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I want to share something personal that I recently went through with my dad that was very, very difficult to do, but it had to be done. And this experience that I went through is something I think you all will benefit from hearing about. So are you ready? Let's go.
The indirect approach, which is a theory of combat, which I completely believe in, but it also applies to, you know, interacting with other people. If you have a problem with some other person, to think to myself, well, I got a problem with Andrew. I'm going to go confront him on it. And that might not be the best solution. In fact, it's probably not the best solution for me to go confront you with the problem, because now we're going to have a confrontation. It might be better for me to take an indirect approach and not confront you, but instead engage in a conversation with you about something that's maybe adjacent to the problem that I have. And then eventually that builds our relationship to a point where you start to recognize, oh, I bet Jocko feels something about this thing. And we can move towards a solution instead of me trying to punch you in the face with some truth that I believe versus the truth that you believe. And now we're engaged in combat. And that's bad. There's going to be casualties. I'd rather take an indirect approach and build a relationship where we can solve problems in a more positive way.
Well, what you just heard was absolutely not the way to deal with hurt or to deal with someone who has hurt you. See, too many people today just bury things deep. That sounds good. Or they sweep things under the rug. Or they just plain ignore it. And I ask you, when you do those things, how is it working out for you? I mean, how does that accomplish anything? It doesn't. It does not work. It's sad because when you bury things, it leads to things like anger, frustration, depression, and bitterness, or to things like this.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Sadly, when we don't deal with things like we should, it does not go well for us. And I can give personal testimony to doing that very same thing. I did not deal with something like I should have, and it did not go well for me. So I want to share with you this personal story and the interaction I had with my dad and what we can all learn from it. So let me take you back 17 and a half years ago. Many of you have seen the testimony video of God healing my son Kazen when he was really sick as a little boy. But there's a part of it you don't know. So I want to share that with you. So Kazen, you know, 17 and a half years ago, all of a sudden got sick. He was a year and a half years old, and he had a 106 fever, was laying on the couch pretty much motionless, just really scared my wife and I. And we didn't know what to do. We took him to emergency rooms. We took him to our pediatrician. We took him to different places. No one could do anything. We had him on medicines. We had him on, you know, different aspirins, nothing. We wrapped him in ice. We did different things to try to cool his body down. Nothing was working. After about 4 or 5 days, we finally took him to our local hospital, and they looked at him and they're like, he needs to go to Children's Hospital immediately. So they rushed him by ambulance down to Children's Hospital in Seattle, Washington. Now at the time, my parents had moved to Arizona, and so I was keeping them up to speed on what was going on, and things were not looking good for my son. He was really lifeless and laying in the hospital. They were taking his blood multiple times a day. They were examining him. They had every, you know, big name, you know, doctor that had all these letters after their name come in, and they're specialists for this and specialists for that, and nothing was working. And my wife and I were feeling extremely hopeless and scared and worried. So I reached out to my dad after about 2 or 3 days in Seattle Children's Hospital. And I said, Dad, I really want you and Mom to fly up here. We need you by our side. This is really serious. And what happened was still just, it broke my heart. I have to be honest. He said, son, you know, we're not going to do that, but maybe if it gets worse, we'll think about it. Did you hear what I just said? I felt so alone at that moment. I felt so rejected. I couldn't believe it. I mean, what dad says, you know, I'll get to it, or is not there for his grandson. I couldn't believe it. It left me in shock. Well, you know the end of the story, and that is that Kazen was healed after 10 days of having 106 fever. Nothing worked. They thought he had leukemia, and God healed him miraculously. And I'm still thankful to that every single day for what God did for my son. It still brings me to tears of how gracious and merciful our God is. Please understand, I did nothing. I didn't deserve anything. But the Lord had mercy on him and healed him. And he's a healthy 20-year-old today. That's what's amazing. But there's still part of the story that I need you to hear. Most of you know that my parents and I have reconciled after a big falling out for 6+ years. And so last year on March 1st, we reconciled and things have been going great in our relationship, probably better than it's ever really ever been. But there's something you don't know, and this is the whole point of this episode that you need to hear. Because again, I had buried what had happened those 17 and a half years ago way down in my heart. And it had made me a bitter and angry individual. Seriously, I tried to pretend it wasn't there, but every so often it would pop up and it rear its ugly head and I'd get angry and bitter. And then you know, it would subside and I'd forget about it and kind of move on. But now all of a sudden I'm back together with my parents last year. And after a few months, I happened to be at the gym one night working out and just was thinking about my family and thinking about my son. And all of a sudden that anger just popped up, just came out of nowhere. And I started to get angry again about my dad. How could he reject me? How could he reject my son? And I was like, what is going on? Because this is not from the Lord. You have to know that. So I'm going, what is going on? I was confused. And I just sat there and I started to pray and I knew exactly what I needed to do. So I got off the treadmill, went home, and I decided to call my dad. Now, this was not easy. Please understand, this was not an easy decision to just, you know, hey, I'm going to call my dad and hey, let's have a little chit chat. Let me tell you how I really feel. This is not an easy thing, but I knew it had to be done because I remember what it said in Galatians 6, verse 1. It says this, "Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted." See, God's word is very clear in multiple places that we don't bury our stuff. We don't hide it. We don't ignore it. We take action and we deal with it. Ephesians 4 verses 26 and 27 says this, "Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and do not give the devil an opportunity." See, when we ignore things or bury things, we're giving Satan a great opportunity to get a foothold into our emotions or our situations where he has no business to be in. So again, I got home from the gym and I called my dad right away. Again, this is one of the harder things I've ever had to do. But I sat down there and I got the phone out and I dialed his number. And my dad answered. And the first thing out of my mouth was, "Dad, I have to ask you to forgive me. I'm sorry." My dad was really confused. I told him that I had been harboring bitterness in my heart for 17 years, that I was wrong to do that. I'm sorry. He asked me what for, why was I asking for forgiveness? And I shared with him about the incident at Children's Hospital with my son 17 and a half years ago and how it made me feel and how it wasn't right and how could he do that. My dad's response was not what I expected. Not at all, you guys. I thought he was going to be mad. I thought he was going to be offended. I thought he was going to hang up the phone. But he didn't. All he did was he said, "Son, I was wrong. Please forgive me." My dad took full responsibility of his actions. And I sat there and I wept. It was hard. But I'm telling you, you need to hear this, you guys. At that moment, the Lord began to heal the hurt in my heart and began to remove all the bitterness and the anger and the resentment and the hurt that I had inside of me. It was such an amazing feeling, I'm telling you, to finally be able to let it go. You need to hear me say that today. I'm here to tell you right now that because of that conversation, my relationship with my father has been strengthened so much more. And that's why I wanted to share this with you guys. Sorry for sniffling so much. Now, I'm not saying that if you do the same thing that you're just, everything's going to be wonderful for you. No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that if you follow the biblical mandate laid out in Galatians and Ephesians, it will impact you in such a powerful way. See, too many times we hide behind keyboards and social media and texting, and we don't go to someone we love, that we care about, that has hurt us. And it literally destroys part of our heart and leads to nothing good. It spirals us down, out of control, robs us of our joy. You have to know that. It did that very thing to me. For 17 and a half years, I struggled with that thing. It was like a thorn in my side that I could not let go. But it does not have to happen. Please understand this. You need to hear what I'm about to say. It doesn't have to be that way. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 says, "If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people." Please hear me today. I was carrying this hurt. I was blaming my dad, and I was miserable. You need to know that. See, for 17 and a half years, I had blamed my dad. I didn't want to own that. He did it. That was his fault. It was his problem, his sin. But yet I carried that burden. I carried that offense, and it ruined me. It wrecked me. See, I was trapped in a cage that I had put myself in, and I was waiting for someone to let me out. But all I had to do was follow the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. The simple step is something we are desperately missing today. Think of all the relationships that could be restored and all the drama that could be avoided if we just went to those that hurt us and shared with them the truth. And then, come on, you guys, we let it go. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that Jesus doesn't treat us like we treat each other. He is merciful and gracious to forgive us all our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. So ask yourself today, who do you need to go to? Think about that a second. Second question, who do you need to have a humble and honest conversation with? And third, what do you need to do? What things do you need to let go of so that you can begin the path to reconciliation?